From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. If you go to the movies this weekend, you've got a good chance of seeing Soldiers. Behind Enemy Lines and No Man's Land depict battles in the Balkans, and they've now been joined by Black Hawk Down, about a U.S. military mission in Somalia. Also opening today in New York and Los Angeles are two romantic dramas set during World War II, Charlotte Gray and Dark Blue World. Bob Mondello says both films have Oscar hopes, but only one has a shot at winning.
As played by Cate Blanchett, Charlotte Gray is one heck of a gal. She hails from Scotland but zips off to London to help the war effort, falls hopelessly in love with a handsome pilot, and when he's shot down over France, volunteers to go undercover in the French resistance. Her idea is to rescue him, of course, but when she tries to find out his whereabouts from a slightly panicked French contact, she ends up endangering them both.
I think I'm being followed. Stay a few moments, then leave.
Wait, there's something, I don't have a lot of time here. I have a friend. I think he's hiding in Gilles. Do you have any contacts?
I don't know. I think you should ask your CO. I have to go.
Charlotte apparently speaks French with no accent, but since even the Germans speak English in this movie, we'll have to take that on faith. What's clear, however, is that having Charlotte around does not improve anyone else's chances of staying undercover. When she gets distracted from her handsome flyboy by an equally handsome young communist named Julian, it's not just the two of them who are endangered.
I swear!
You swear nothing! You told them we were coming!
I told no one!
Shut up!
Let go of me!
Because of you. I wasn't even there to warn them. I was too late waiting for you to come.
I'm sorry, I tried to...
You know how many they shot? Auguste, Claire, all of them! There was nothing I could do!
Director Gillian Armstrong makes all of this reasonably picturesque, but not for a moment believable, and since the story is designed as a three-hanky romance, you're asked to pay considerably more attention to the heroine's lipstick than to her boyfriend's ideology, or even to who wins the war. The romance in Dark Blue World, on the other hand, supports an intriguing story of shifting ideologies and how they affected some brave Czech pilots who went to fight for the Brits when their own air force was commandeered by the Nazis.
Červená dvojko, zůstaň s ním a ohlas polohu domů.
Zůstal tam s ním Karel.
Dark Blue World boasts some nifty flight footage, but tends to be even more concerned with the on-the-ground exploits of two Czech pilots, 30-something Franta and his 17-year-old pal, Karel. Upon arriving in England, they find there's more to joining the Royal Air Force than just being able to operate a plane. They're sent back to school, and young Karel quickly grows impatient.
To take off.
To take off.
Try it, please.
To take off. To land.
No, no, my dear. To land.
To land.
You must be careful about pronunciation. To land means something quite different.
Ani jazyk, to je blázinec.
Where do you think you're going, young man?
Out. English not for me.
Young man, I am fighting the enemy by teaching you English, and I will teach you English. Do not sabotage my war effort.
Franta helps Karel get over his teen rebellion phase, but things get messy when the younger pilot becomes infatuated with an Englishwoman, only to be supplanted in her affections by his buddy. This is, you'll note, much the same story that sank the non-combat portions of Jerry Bruckheimer's Pearl Harbor last summer, and if it seems a bit less goofy here, that's mostly because this time the characters have more to recommend them than strong cheekbones. It helps that the guy telling the story is Jan Svarak, who won an Oscar a few years ago for his film Kolya. As in that earlier Czech film, he's working from a script by his father, who has a sentimental streak a mile wide, but has a way of subverting it by lacing the schmaltz with politics. You can abandon yourself to the love story in Dark Blue World because the filmmakers keep popping out of it to show Franta in a Czechoslovakian prison a decade later. It seems the Czech pilots, who thought they were coming home as heroes for having helped beat the Germans, were instead treated by their country's new socialist leadership as subversives for having worked with the Brits. Dark Blue World is, as its title suggests, a film in which the world figures prominently, something that makes it a lot more involving than a movie that uses international conflict as mere background noise, like Charlotte Gray. Is that especially true at a moment when audiences are all too aware that global events affect them? Maybe, but you hardly have to have a degree in international relations to see that Dark Blue World is just smarter than Charlotte Gray. And, of course, more colorful. I'm Bob Mondello.